Masechet Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hain, till Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. For pretty much the rest of the Perek, we're going to see a machlikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel recur again and again. And that machlikas is regarding one's property performing forbidden work on Shabbos when it is not being done by the person himself. Now, everybody agrees that just like a person is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, he cannot do any of the forbidden forms of work on Shabbos, the same applies to his animal. The Torah explicitly says that on Shabbos your animals will rest, and that is known as Shvisas Behemtai, the fact that one's animal also has to rest on Shabbos. However, when it comes to Shvisas Kelim, which is the rest of one's utensils and objects which he owns, whether they can be doing malacha on Shabbos, so that is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And according to Beis Shammai, Shvisas Kelim is no different to Shvisas Behemtai, and therefore one's objects cannot be for performing melacha on Shabbos either. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai say, in Shurin Deyoi, when we not soak ink, or the ingredients which make ink, the Samamonim, or the ingredients which make dye, what they would do is they would add water to these things, and then leave them for a number of hours, until the water was totally absorbed in these ingredients, and it became like one substance. So the Mishnah is saying one cannot do that on Erev Shabbos, and then leave it like that for Shabbos itself, since for the ingredients and the water to be combining together and for the water to be absorbed into the ingredients, that is part of the category of the malacha called lisha. Lisha is kneading, and just like when one makes dough, he adds water to flour and then mixes them together so that it becomes one substance, one dough. So too, a very similar thing is occurring over here with the dyes. Even though he himself is not mixing the water together with the dye, nevertheless, that is what is happening when you leave it for so many hours, and although you are not doing anything, the ingredients in the water are in a bowl, and it's as if the bowl is causing that to happen. The bowl is holding these things in which a malacha is going on. And since Beis Shammai holds that Shvisas Kelim de'iraisa, that the Torah prohibits one to allow his objects to be doing malacha on Shabbos, in the same way as his animals, and he cannot do malacha, so therefore that is forbidden, v'charshinim. One also cannot add water to charshinim, which is a type of legume, some sort of bean which is animal food, but before it was fed to animals, it was mixed with water, and then the water would be absorbed in it, and it would get much softer. So once again, that is similar to kneading, and therefore it's forbidden, unless all of the water will be soaked and absorbed into these ingredients before Shabbos, while it is still day, only then would it be permitted, and then you could leave it like that for Shabbos as well, since the kneading has been done. On the other hand, Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel allow you to do this even right before Shabbos, since as long as you're not doing it yourself on Shabbos, it would be permitted. Now the Mefarshim note that according to Beis Shammai, that none of one's possessions can be doing malacha on Shabbos, surely you shouldn't be able to light candles just before Shabbos, because that would mean that the candlesticks, or the wick, would be lighting a fire, would be keeping a fire going. And the answer is indeed that should be forbidden. The only reason why it is permitted, and the only way that it can be permitted, is that once you light the candles, the candles become ownerless, and you no longer are considered the owners of the candles. So then it's no longer considered your possession, and so it can be doing malacha on Shabbos. Although you caused it to happen, it's no longer yours, and therefore it would be permitted, even according to Beis Shammai.